This is IndyCan Radio on the streets of Toronto, post North by Northeast. It's morning. North by Northeast is over. Toronto is getting about its day. Later, we'll be hearing from the Canadian Independent Recording Artists Association with their The New Indie. But first, loosen your ties, lose your pretense, and repeat after me, God made me funky.
God made me funky.
What's up? My name is PHATTAL. People having a terrific time always. Fat Al from God Made Me Funky, and you listening to IndyCan Radio.
Yeah. Okay now. Cool. Okay now. Walk through the front door if you really want more. Don't be mad, get on the floor. This is what you waiting for.
Who told you you can do it? So why are you acting like a chicken? You're so afraid of looking stupid. Be brave like when you were a little kid. Take off this counting down. There it goes spinning round and round. Look onto it when you make this sound. Here we go, put it on, but I know that I don't know where we're bound.
That take advantage, try to push you over like a sucker. You gotta show them through the way you live that they can't break you, you're a soldier, yeah.
Lindsay, and I'm with God Made Me Funky, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
Now, you know, you seem to know and believe that Canadian music is, it's shit hot, isn't it?
It's, you know what? It's always been shit hot. You know, like, I come from Jamaican parentage. And
that's not a word.
That is so weird.
In Jamaica,
it's a word. Not in Exeter, but in Jamaica, it is certainly a word. But I, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the way I grew up here in Canada, I listen to a lot of like Rush and Murray, you know, Platinum Blonde, because I was here and it was like available. I listened to Bob Marley, I listened to Diana Ross. You know what I mean? Like, we kind of come from this mosaic already of people coming from different backgrounds, you know, different places, and bringing their heritage here and instilling that in their kids, but their kids growing up sharing it with each other and stuff like that. And I think, you know, for us, for God Made Me Funky, the most amazing thing is we are now living in a time where the whole world is experiencing that, you know, due to the internet, due to the fact that you can just go online and say, man, what was the name of that song? Yeah, oh, there it is. You know what I mean? And iPods or whatever kind of device you listen to, you know, they're just stacked with music from all over, and everybody has music from across the spectrum on their iPods, on their whatever listening device, on their, you know, their car stereos and stuff. So the way you hear music now, it's that mosaic, it's that amalgamation, you know. And for us, that's new funk.
Now, why is that? Who here remembers when, if you were a punk, you couldn't listen to country music?
I do.
If you were country, you couldn't listen to.
But don't forget, a lot of people.
That wasn't that long ago.
But yeah, a lot of people change. A lot of people start off as one thing, and then they'll get into another type of music. And then there are people who go into another type of music, and you just soak it in. And even though you've gone from this to that, to that, to that, it's all there. It's still inside of you.
But like, you know what? I lived in the States. I lived in California for 5 years. I lived in New York for 5 years. And it was really crazy because, you know, I would be in L.A., I'd be in studio, and I would put on some Twisted Sister or something like that. And a lot of people would be really surprised, like, well, you're a hip-hop guy. What are you listening to this stuff for? And it's like, I'm from Canada, man. I grew up on this stuff, you know what I mean? But the coolest thing to me...
I'm a brother from another mother.
That's what I'm saying. But the coolest thing to me was that those people who were like, oh, I grew up on hip-hop and soul, were fascinated by it and wanted more of it and stuff because they were open to it. It was like, yeah, man, I dig that rock stuff, man. You know what I mean? I dig that classical stuff. And you're like, classical stuff, rock stuff, it's music, baby. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it was real cool to be in LA at a time when, you know, the music scene was being eaten alive, but the music appreciation was growing exponentially. And I think that's, if the legacy in music is going to be like passed on to next generations and stuff, it's going to be that all these kids have all this access to all this music, and they are so educated on it that it's going to be crazy. I don't know what's going to be coming next. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of music are all these amalgamated minds going to form? It's beautiful. It's a great thing, you know?
Now, you played Toronto tonight, North by Northeast. What a festival. Was this a good time?
It was dope. Yeah.
How was this?
Yeah. You played in a store earlier.
We played in Sunrise Records, yeah. And you know what? It was so dope. We thought it was going to be, first and foremost, if you don't know Sunrise Records, it is the record store that the Incredible Hulk doesn't destroy in the new movie. They're not actually in Harlem. It's downtown Toronto, and you can see all Zanzibar. And
get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Hulk stops in Zanzibar and watches
it. I didn't know that.
You can
really?
See Sam the Recommend, too.
Sam the spinning wheels.
And the big size.
And
big
size still up there.
But we was in Sunrise Records, which he didn't destroy. And it was dope. It was great to play in a record store. And, cool. You know, have people walk in and be like, what's this? And
but it's know. All about attitude. It's all about your attitude, right? You can walk you know in there and go, you call this a PA? You call this
I did
stage?
Do that, though. I was man, what the hell? Sunrise Records. We wanted to play Sunset Records. We don't play. No. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, we are so happy that anybody will, like, let us through the front door. That you're going to get a show, baby. You know, it's all good.
Yeah, and what happened? They sold out of the records. They went and got another box of them, and they sold out of them too.
The Incredible Hulk came in, and he doesn't shop lightly. He's
okay,
a big
no making shit up. The truth is interesting enough.
The fact that people dancing at 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, that's
in the record store.
And that's they right. Follow our lead. We have fun. We laugh. We dance. They, you know.
Yeah, you just feed off of each other.
Yeah,
right?
That's
you
know? Energy.
Impressive to see.
Yeah.
Energy.
That's part of the new funk. It's just. The energy of, you know, we live to be on stage, we live to do this music and stuff, and when people enjoy it, the whole night just grows and gets nicer and nicer, and it's a joy to be on stage, you know, doing our thing. It's a joy to be here, and, you know, we're told so many times as a big size group, you know, we're 8 to 12 people on stage at times. You know what I mean? We're told you're too big, you can't travel like that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
everything
I've seen
needs
you
to
with
be
the
small.
Giant horn section.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And we just keep being told that yes, oh, shoot it down. But we do what we feel like doing. We're so lucky to be independent and just be out there putting out our music and stuff, and anybody appreciates it. Respect. We have a great time. It's always about that energy.
Bring it back, bring it back. My life is not some game or a toy to be played with. Don't mess.
mess with my heart. Just bring it back. I'm not in love. Please, not like that.
Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. Tell it to the judges, the days go by. They want to die while I sell your lies. So you never ever wake up and recognize. Unwise eyes, lord of the flies. Tricking what you're missing on a mission disguise. There's only one love over your head. Keep you unconscious, you're left for dead. Now overexposed to the download fever. Sick of the virus, made you a believer. The inner mind conscious, open wide. Life is a soul clap, hope alive. That one day soon, the man on the moon will relight the sun and remember the tune. One day soon, the man on the moon will relight the sun.
Remember real rock music? Bring it back. You want that style? Bring it back. You wanna get down? Bring it back. You wanna get down? Bring it back. Remember real rock music? Bring it back. You want that style? Bring it back. Bring it back. Say bring it back. Bring it back. We're bringing it back.
Can you feel it? Cause nothing can save ya. Knocked by the conglomerate behaviors. Trapped in the box of the multi flavors. Shades drawn tight just to spite your neighbors. And even with all this information tied to your fingertips situation, 3-4 feet oral masturbation, you still can't get enough. And that's rough life. It'll just pass you by in the blink of an eye. Then tomorrow you die. So live for the now. Embrace the past. Music how you choose, it will always last. And one day soon, the man on the moon will relight the sun and remember the tune. One day soon, the man on the moon will relight the sun.
Remember real rock music? Bring it back. You want that style? Bring it back. You wanna get down? Bring it back. You wanna get down? Bring it back. Remember real rock music? Bring it back. You want that style? Bring it back. Bring it back. Say bring it back. Bring it back. We're bringing it back. Remember real rock music? Bring it back. You want that style? Bring it back. You wanna get down? Bring it back. You wanna get down? Bring it back. Remember real rock music? Bring it back. You want that style? Bring it back. Bring it back. Say bring it back.
Okay, now in Toronto, the crowd was right behind you, and boom, magic happened. Okay, where else have you played? What happens when you...
We played across Canada. Across Canada.
Yeah. One night, we played in St. John. Quick story. We played in St. John. There was maybe about 10, 15 people in the audience. We did three sets.
We started for two sets.
Two sets, 10 people. By the end of the second set, there was maybe about 50 people.
Yeah.
I mean, by the end of the first set, about 50. Beginning of the second set, it
about
doubled. 100. And then by the end of the night, the place was packed. 300 people had gotten on the phone on
then
a Tuesday night.
We had to do a third
and
set.
And got the friends to come down.
St. John is
that
dope.
Vibe. Yeah. St. John is. Yeah. And Fredericton.
You gotta get down here.
St. John, Fredericton. Those, you know,
Halifax. Antigonish.
Yeah, Antigonish.
You know, Calgary now. Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Saskatoon was dope too. It was a Sunday in Saskatoon, and it was like, why are you people here? Thank you. It was flying, and we went all the way up the West Coast.
You know what I mean? DC
Fernie,
cool.
Nelson, even Kamloops was dope. We had it. Mm-hmm. Not slagging Kamloops, but even they loved it. They loved it. It was like. We played in Cactus Jack. It looked like the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah. And people was so dancing funny. And we was like, yo, country and western, funk, hip hop, rock, whatever, man. It doesn't matter anymore, man. As long as you came to have a good time, yeah. We came to have a good time. It's just music at this point, you know?
Yeah, well, it's pretty sincere. Linz, are you the newest member of the band?
Yeah.
How'd that happen? How'd you end up getting here? And
they were looking for a new lead singer, so I auditioned.
She made us at Mr. Sub.
She bought us subs.
Well,
three for me, please.
I was a groupie for a really long time, and then Alan
no,
and I.
No,
I'm joking.
Now you're making us look crazy.
So, what are your musical influences? What's the training ground to be?
I'm mostly into rock, and I have a big background in classic rock and music theater, and a lot of '80s hair bands. I grew up on that kind of stuff.
So did you bring the Aerosmith to the set? Was that your...
No, movie? That was there before me, but okay. I love that. But no, that was there before me.
Yeah. She always wants us to do Heart.
Yeah, yes. Heart's my favorite band in the whole world.
Yeah, yeah, do a little Barracuda.
Yes, yes, exactly. I really wish we could.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
on, guys.
You never know.
Yeah. About that. Yeah, it's possible.
It's all in the
if
pipe.
If it can be funked up.
You know what? Barracuda's funky now. I wouldn't presume to funk up Barracuda anymore.
Well,
that's
that one.
That's some heat.
Yeah. So the States, you've been in the U.S. yet?
You know what? We are in the new American Pie movie. American Pie presents Beta House.
Yeah.
We are the toga band at the end. That's us. God made me funky. And it was a great experience because they shot two videos on set.
Yeah.
And they added it to the DVD. And you can get them on YouTube and check it out. You know what I mean? It's us with Stifler's
on.
Cousin's brother's uncle at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a Stifler. What about him? That's all I know.
Eugene Levy's still in it, though.
You know, but I mean, we had
yeah, Eugene's still
he got to make that
Canadian
team.
Oh.
You know, in American Pie.
In
you
American
know.
Pie.
But the cool thing is that we've had, like, all these people from the States. You guys are dope. Where are you from? L.A., California, Toronto? No. Canada? Really? Oh. Why are you in American Pie? It's like, because they liked
us.
It
was
too funky. You know, we had a great time. And, you know, so we haven't been to the States yet. This summer we hit Boston, New York, Philly. And, you know, we just, to us, it doesn't even matter where we go as long as we have a good time at this point. You know, like, you know, people have said, like, to us so many times, like I said, that across Canada, oh, wait till you get to Thunder Bay, man. And when we got to Thunder Bay, it was amazing. You know what I mean? So, we look forward to playing New York. We look forward to getting down North Carolina, wherever, you know. We look forward to getting out to Europe next year and doing it up, you know. Just really showing them that Canada, Newfoundtonia, the Congo, right here, we got the music, you know.
The Congo?
The Congo. Bam!
Yeah, I think that was off the top of his head. It's, you know.
We're playing
copyright
the Congo,
pending.
Actually,
yeah, copyright
we're playing
pending.
The Congo.
Congo, Toronto.
Sure.
It's coming.
See you soon. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Soon, King Kong.
Ladies and gentlemen, get yourself a God Made Me Funky CD so you can tell your friends, I knew them when. Knock them dead, okay? Don't forget us at the top, okay?
Well, when we get on America's Most Wanted, we won't forget any of y'all.
Okay. Make us proud, God.
Word up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peace,
new
y'all.
Film. All right. Yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is KB. Easy. This is KB, lead singer of God Made Me Funky.
What's going on? Danny Argyle from God Made Me Funky.
Yo, this is Cam D from God Made Me Funky. And you're listening to Indie Cam Radio like Cam D.
People in the place, what you wanna do? God made me funky and we funky for you. I came to make it real funky for you. I came to make it real funky for you. You can find me where I've always been, taking shelter in my room. Every time I wanna think I'm right, someone tells me what's the truth.
Hey, I've been searching for another path,
but don't know what to do. So many faces at the window pane, says it's not only you.
We can all be free.
Well, it's all so easy if we let us be.
We can all be free. If we're not convinced, perfection something real.
We can all be free, but we're too shy to say
time ain't making them bucks.
Really?
You ain't got nearly enough? Why it got to be so damn tough? Every day a test to get the right stuff. Threaten to quit, but they'll call your bluff. What you want, your money or love? Why be exclusive? Both of the above. Can't afford a car?
Double Dutch bus.
Space too tight?
People gon' cuss.
Looking all around like,
what the what?
Hot damn right, this life is rough. But you can be, we can be. You, me, he, and she can be. F-R-E-E-E-E-E.
We can all be free.
Well, it's all so easy if we let us be.
We can all be free if we're not convinced perfection's something real.
We can all be free, but we're too shy to say just what we feel.
We can all be free. Everybody knows but choosing how to be.
Hey, we can all be free.
Can I make you get a fucking go?
Let's go.
Can't have me, and I said all the girls that want me, they can't.
fucking boot.
And all the girls want me when they turn their kids at me. And I said all the girls that want me, they should have it. And all the girls that know that they should move out and move out. And all the ones
fuck you, yeah, yeah.
And all the girls want me when they turn their kids at me. And I said all the girls that want me, they should have it. And all the girls that know that they should move out and move out. And all the ones who didn't listen, now they're back at my crib, yeah.
Hey, this is Eric from Public, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
Man, they never looking closely. Let's talk about them kids who getting raped by all them lowly cowards. Desperate and dirty, just thinking about it hurt me. I smoked a quarter, I thought for a quarter of her preteen years. A young girl is abused, forced to face her worst fears. There's so much soul, later on, the only thing between brains being all over her shirt and her is cloth and spring. Seen a stream to fall like a rock when you stop to swim. Don't even seem to make sense, but being captive bent your fin. Now what could he do? They all over you. Don't even have a say. What could he do? They all over you. Poor child, you'll have your day.
When I'm sitting on top St. Andrew's Bridge, thinking about how I love it. This is a sin. I drown when I swing. It's hard to fly on broken wings on top of St. Andrew's Bridge. Thinking about how I love it. This is a sin. I drown when I swing. It's hard to fly on broken wings.
I'm saying thee for vulnerability, not thee for vendetta. Are here to see clear, not fear to see what's in they sweater. No one spoke, let her go. You got a soul, get your own. I'ma say it's a shame nobody filled them with holes. I gotta be real, I'm an outsider, but I speak when wrong ain't right. 8 years old, you're up inside of nightmares for all of life. Wet them with gas, set them alight. Maybe that ain't sufficient. I could never know the way somebody feel in that position. I know a dude that happened to, he was halfway to 10. Same thing, innocent shattered by the filter, grown man. And just think, ain't nothing made replaceable you could give. That's a pain that lasts longer than some people live.
When I'm sitting on top St. Andrew's Bridge, thinking about how I love it. This is a sin. I drown when I swing. It's hard to fly on broken wings on top of St. Andrew's Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking about how I love it. This is a sin. I drown when I swing. It's hard to fly.
Yo.
On broken
the
wings.
The thing that get me set me off like firecrackers on the floor. First, it ain't your fault, it never took you for a blessing of birth. But for all lessons of worth, ain't no point teaching. And don't bother turning life into a non-stop weekend, cause we done did it all before. But it's them that did you wrong, like a lotus flower blossom out of all that chaos. I hear your heart is strong, you've been up against all odds. See, as a child of God, the odds are always stacked against us all. Still though, when it comes to talk, there ain't much I could offer. And I know you don't want pity, cause in a city full of paupers, the richer don't you know, you're an elegant princess. Judge is a man-made, God alone is your witness. Judge is a man-made, God alone is your witness.
God alone is your witness. But I drown when I swing and it's hard to fly on. Broken, 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 broken. When I'm sitting on top St. Andrew's Bridge,
oh, yeah.
Thinking about how I love it. This is a sin. I drown when I swing. It's hard to fly
so
on. Broken wings on top of St. Andrew's Bridge. Thinking about how I love it. This is a sin. I drown when I swing. Can wings.
Sun's up. Everybody else is asleep, but here we are, Jen.
I'm wide awake.
How was North by Northeast for you?
It was a blast of a weekend. Stellar music, day in, day out, roaming the streets and catching whatever we could, squeezing it in. It was just absolutely terrific.
You looking forward to getting some sleep?
Yeah, eventually.
So we just heard a couple of East Toronto bands. We heard the Johnsones, and we heard Hello Beautiful, who you saw for the first time. What do you think of Hello Beautiful?
Thought they were absolutely amazing, rockin' band. Great guys to hang out with, talk with. It was just a great show. Definitely involved the crowds.
Yeah, it was. They got on at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the place was rocking.
Oh yeah, definitely. Everybody that was around still, you know, couldn't help but move along.
Having a great time, and we're going to hear in a minute from Public. We interviewed Public a couple hours ago. They're asleep now, no doubt. But what do you think of them as a band?
Oh, they were great. Definitely a tight group. Absolutely. Stellar.
Shortly, we're going to be hearing from some people who are far more rested than you and I, Jen. They are the Canadian Independent Recording Artists Association. They have a 3-CD set called The New Indie. It's a bunch of learned people, well-rested people, talking in the know about the new indie, and they're going to be talking about publishing. We're going to start off with Jay Muna, who's a good friend of IndieCan. We recorded his band, Uncle Seth, way back in episode 4 when you were just a young child. And he's a great guy, and he's talking to the president of EMI Publishing. But before that, let's go to that interview we had with Public. And to set the scene for you guys, we're at North by Northeast. We're winding down with North by Northeast. Played the Rivoli tonight.
Yeah.
Great crowd. Great performance. People loved you.
Felt good.
Felt good, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to say, I've seen you guys perform live before. You really feel like you belong on the stage now more than ever before. Like you just, the stage presence, the sort of togetherness of the band, it just really coming together.
Awesome. Yeah, we're getting there.
Getting there. Oh, you still think what needs improving?
No, we have. We have our moments, but yeah, I think we have a good chemistry going now. Everyone's on the same page, and yeah, when it clicks, it feels good.
And how did Public come together? Like, what were your influences? What were you doing before, and how did the band sort of come to be?
Some of us were together in Toronto before, and then I went to New York for a bit, and then came back, and wanted to play again, and met Chaz, and he knew Mike, who was a drummer, and Chaz, a guitar player, and then rekindled it with Eric and Ian, who I knew before I went to New York.
Yeah.
So we just kind of wanted to play, and the chemistry was right, and just started playing again.
Yeah. Yeah, and how was North by Northeast for you guys?
Really good. Yeah, I mean, we did an EP release like a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and at the Rivoli as well, and that was, that was packed, and this was packed, but for some reason, I think the vibe was better for this.
Yeah, there was something about the energy tonight everywhere I went where just people were into it.
And I think the audience size like got bigger as we played, which is good because for these kind of North by Northeast things, people stay for 2 or 3 songs and leave. So your audience sort of, you're like giving it your all and you sort of are seeing people dissipate. But I think it actually got bigger.
So what's the new record called?
It's called And In The End Release.
Okay, and let's pick a song.
Walk Away.
And what's the story behind Walk Away?
The initial idea came in Brooklyn on my bike. And I was riding around, I came up with the tune, wanted something more upbeat, and then I ran home, recorded on an answering machine.
Now I thought you said you lived in New York. Brooklyn is in New York.
Yeah, well, who can afford Manhattan?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. You got to live in a rehearsal space.
Okay, now I'm just giving you the gears. But back to, you were on your bike in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think I was on my way to work and dissatisfied with the number of mid-tempo songs we had and was kind of excited while riding.
Yeah.
So came up with a tune. And I think when you're riding, you're like not concentrating on anything. You're like concentrating on where you're going. So you're kind of subconsciously can write without thinking about it too much.
Cool. Okay.
So the melody came and then recorded it and then brought it back to Toronto and then we kind of hashed it out and came up with the different parts. And yeah, and I mean, it's the subject wise, it's kind of what was going on at the time of being in Brooklyn and just kind of wanting to be able to walk away from shitty situations.
So it's cathartic then.
Yeah.
You were working something out. Yeah. Okay. Great. Public with a cross-border song. Walk Away.
I think the thing that usually breaks up most bands is jealousy, and the jealousy is driven by the spouses of the members who don't write. Absolutely.
That's very specific. But I'm sure you're right. I'm sure you're right.
Why does he have a Porsche and you don't?
Right.
You're just as good as him. You're just as important to him. You're the drummer.
Okay, Mike was kind of kidding around, of course, but with an apology to all drummers out there, what did the president of EMI Publishing mean by that? What could cause such a fracture between those who compose and those who do not? Why does the hypothetical writer drive a Porsche and the non-writing drummer end up with a jealous spouse? The answer, you guessed it, is publishing. Publishing is all about the exploitation or assignment of copyright, and he who owns the copyright benefits from the exploitation. Let's take it from the top and cover the basics first. Anne-Marie Smith of Lone Star Music Services takes us to the beginning.
So the first thing to know is, do I write songs? And how much of songs do I write? If I'm already in a band and each member brings to the table a different component of songwriting, whether it be music and lyrics, those are all considered songwriters. And a really easy way of breaking it down is two components to songs are music and lyrics. Everything else comes after the fact. Arrangement, production, artistic quality within the songs. So whoever writes the music and the lyrics and has a hand in arranging those two components can definitely collect royalties and income from songwriting and from publishing.
So next, Anne-Marie takes us through the three main types of publishing revenues, which are called royalties.
But if you are getting played at college, and also if you're playing live shows and you've got a ticket price of over $6, those are all considered performance royalties. And you can sign up with a fantastic agency called SOCAN, which I'm sure everyone knows because SOCAN does a great job of promoting the agency to the indie market. Sign up with SOCAN. You do have to have songs that are commercially released, but commercially released can mean they're getting played at college or that you're performing them live. So that's one aspect of collecting a certain type of royalty. The other type of royalty is a mechanical royalty, and that's from record sales. The agency that collects mechanical royalties is called the CMRRA, another great agency. And then the third one is synchronization royalties, and that's when a song is played on TV, whether it be a commercial or within an television show, if they're in a film, or if they're in rebroadcast in any way. So those are the three types of royalties.
Now, it may seem a little technical at this point, but understanding these revenue streams is critical. So let's hear from one of the industry's most respected entertainment lawyers. Chris Taylor digs in a little deeper and adds a fourth category.
You know, basically, to summarize in, 30 seconds or less, the publishing income comes from record sales, radio airplay, some synchronization licensing, and then sort of a fourth category, sort of a miscellaneous category for use in video games or toys or phones. And, there's those sort of four income streams attached to songs. So if you are the songwriter, eventually your music publisher is going to be able to collect that money on your behalf. They take their pound of flesh and then pay you the remainder.
Ron Sexsmith's career has brought him around the world. Countless accolades, glowing reviews, a large body of work, and collaborations with the likes of Coldplay's Chris Martin. But that only tells part of the story. We hooked up with Ron Sexsmith on a Toronto rooftop on a sunny summer afternoon and talked a little shop.
So you're a pretty active writer. I'm really interested in talking about your experience with publishers and in publishing, and I sort of want to hear a little bit more maybe about what your first publishing deal was.
Well, I got signed initially by this guy named Ronnie Vance, who was at Interscope. It felt a bit like I was getting second prize, because I always wanted a record deal. And I was approaching 30, and I was like 28 or something, and nothing was happening. I'd been turned down by everyone here in Canada. And so all of a sudden, we got this call from L.A. There was this guy there that heard a cassette that I'd made and really liked it. And so the kind of door started opening. And but that's how I got signed. It was through my publishing deal. He spent a year shopping these little demos around, and I thought originally that I was just going to write songs and other people would do them, and then that's how I would make my living. But he was actually sending them to labels, and he finally got a few bites. I remember my very first day I was in New York. I'd never been there before. I got offered a deal with Polydor, and it was just so surreal to be sitting in an office and having a guy ask me if I wanted to make records for Polydor. And and then he went to Interscope, and the same thing, they offered me a deal. And it was like in the span of about a weekend, after years of everybody saying no. And that was my publisher who did that, and he got it all gone. And now here I'm on my third publishing deal now. I'm with Sony UK.
So what does that publisher do for you? What does Sony in the UK do?
Well, they've been organizing a lot of writing trips and stuff. I always write by myself, for my own records. But lately I've been thinking it'd be nice to go and write with other people, just with the chance that, if I write it with, if I get a song to someone, I don't know, who sells records, like a Faith Hill or somebody like that, then I could, buy a house or something like this, Because a lot of songwriters I know, that's how they make the money, is by getting a cover. And I know, like, Gordy Sampson has written, and he's doing very well now. And there's people that do, that's all they do. They go on writing trips. And I've been resisting that all along because, to be honest, I don't really like that kind of writing. It feels very much like paint by numbers. Kind of awkward, you know, to sit in a room with people you don't know and try to write a song. But lately I've been trying to be more open-minded about it just because, you know, it'd be nice not to have all the stress or whatever, financial stress. And if I got lucky once, you know, it'd be nice and I could just sort of not do it again.
So what would you tell an artist who's sort of seeking a publishing deal? How should they make a choice about who they go with?
Sometimes some people will go, you know, they're always worried about losing or giving up too much, you know, of their percentage or whatever. For me, I've always been in this, whenever I've got a publishing deal, it's always been a situation where I was almost broke, and so oftentimes we would go with who, you know, had the best advance or something. And you don't really want to be in that situation. So there's smaller publishing deals that where the advances are less, but maybe they're more proactive.
And I mean, having a publisher that's proactive with allowing you to set up those collaborations and have those new business opportunities, maybe if it's not top of mind for you, and somebody brings a new artist to you that wants to put together a song in an afternoon, and you have the time to sit down and do that, it's advantageous from a business perspective.
Yeah, and also I guess you look to see who they're working with or what they've done in the past. And, you know, I remember people early days were telling me, whatever you do, don't give away your publishing, you know, don't. And sometimes I think, yeah, I guess I could have held on to it maybe, you know. But like I say, we were always in a situation where, okay, we need to get some cash flow coming in here. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of artists are in that situation.
Unlike Ron Sexsmith, Stefan Macchio has not spent a lot of time in the spotlight. His low-key notoriety has come from his work as a songwriter, producer, and arranger. Stefan's entire adult life has been focused on creativity, melody, and instinct. Stefan was kind enough to invite us into his magical world to talk about his life as a songwriter.
So I want to sort of talk about one of the highlights of your career thus far, and that's A New Day Has Come with Celine Dion.
Yes, and a little song.
I want to hear about how crazy that was when that whole thing blew up for you.
It's every songwriter's dream. I don't care what kind of music you write, whether you like Celine Dion or not. When you hit that place, that sort of writing a song that is that massive, and it's being played all over the world. It's number one for 21 weeks in America on Billboard. I mean, more importantly, I think, you know, let's rewind. I mean, that moment when I wrote the song with Aldo and getting the phone call literally 3 or 4 weeks later that Celine Dion's going to cut your song. It's you realize that here is literally probably the world's biggest artist. She's certainly certified as, you know, the highest selling female in the world. That is the most amazing thing as a songwriter. I never, as I said to you earlier, I never got into this business ever to make a dime. I got in this business to move people, and for my music to be heard. That's all, and that's the most addictive part of it. And that is. Epitomizes it with Celine Dion. So when you know that your song is going to be heard by tens, probably hundreds of millions of people worldwide. I mean, so the coolest thing is I traveled the world a lot the year or two following that song, and I would hear it everywhere, and you know, across the ocean and down south. It was just crazy.
Do you ever get writer's block?
All the time.
Yeah? How do you deal with that?
It's a muscle. You exercise it. It's no different than running a marathon at times. I think you just, because the opposite is I'm also, I get flooded where I just cannot, like I'm eyes wide open for days and I just can't stop the inspiration from coming. And it just overcomes and you feel like you got to pop pills just to sort of just like, so you get, I think we have as songwriters, all of us as songwriters have a bit of it's not a bad thing, but a bit of manic depression. We experience euphoria and we experience the other side of it too, the dark side of it, very strongly. At least I believe that. I believe that because I think, you know, a lot of songwriters have to sort of step into, firstly, oneself to write a great song, expose oneself, and also to look at things outside of oneself. So so you do develop a lot of personalities and a lot of ways and angles at looking at life and things. So,
thanks, Stefan.
Thank you very much, Varun.
This is Akira from Modern Boys and Modern Girls, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
How was North by Northeast for you?
North by Northeast was a lot of fun. We were actually on a really, really good bill with Rural Alberta Advantage and Ra Ra from Regina, which were amazing. I didn't get a chance to tell them, but they were really, really good. So it was a week of a lot of fun. I got to see a band from my home country of Spain, We Are Balboa.
Oh, fabulous.
They were amazing, and I spent the week basically having a good time with them.
We have a lot of listeners there.
Yeah?
Barcelona.
Really? Yeah. Awesome. That's my hometown. So.
No kidding, eh?
So yeah, it was really fun to see. I think it's the second band ever from Spain in North by Northeast, Pinkerton maybe last year.
Oh yeah,
I'm not
that's
sure.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
so for me it's a thrill to. The international flavor of North by Northeast gets bigger every year.
Fabulous.
While keeping that really indie feel of it. So we had a great time and our showcase went really well.
And you're on Edgefest as well?
Yeah, we're on Sizage for Edgefest July 12th. It's a really long bill with Stone Temple Pilots and I think Sam Roberts and Linkin Park and a bunch of other people.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, now tell listeners the name of your CD and pick a song and we'll play it for them.
The name of the CD is I Might As Well Break It. We'll go with the first song off the record. It's called My Baby Says Boy, Don't You Ever Go.
Oh, you opened with it.
Yep.
Okay. Absolutely fabulous. Great show.
Thank you very much.
One, two, three, four! My baby says, boy, don't you ever go. My baby says, boy, don't you ever go. My baby says, boy, don't you ever go. My baby says, boy, don't you ever go.
Okay, so that's it. You still awake?
Somewhat.
Okay, just tell the listeners what you thought of the Vancouver band, the Pack AD.
Oh, a bunch of rocking chicks.
A couple of rocking chicks. Let's not exaggerate.
Okay, sorry. A couple.
Drummer and a guitar player.
Yeah, definitely. But they held their own. They kept the crowds completely absorbed. Absolutely smoking on the guitar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really hit me in my sweet spot. I played some of them last week, something really rocking. And this, as we're setting off into the sunrise, is a song called Bang, which is a little bit more sedate. And we'll see you all next week. Thanks for being with us, Jen.
Thank you, Joe.
Visit IndieCan.com.